Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler with Dire Straits bringing us back 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. Hope you go to my website when you can, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you click around a couple of places, you don't have to come back for everything. We'll follow you home for some things. If you love what John Fox has to say, then or maybe just the way I disagree with him sometimes, you can do an RSS of all the things that, whenever John's on the show, we'll let you know. We'll connect you. Keep you posted on all that. So check out all the capability we have and the information at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, my newsletter is there. Hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. John Fox, thank you again for hanging out with us. His book is called If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, and his other one is called 10 Tax Questions the Candidates Don't Want You to Ask. John, we're talking about, though, today, we're talking about education. The issue of education, and you made the case in the previous segment that the Department of Education, U.S. Department of Education, only contributes 8% of the money that's spent on our children's education comes from the government, and you don't necessarily think that the government should have more influence on education, but there should be more funding from the government. Is that right?
I do believe that because I believe that I think that we're in the most important crisis, the thing that threatens the future of America more than anything else, more than the economic distress that we're in today, the jobless problem, which is
I agree with that, John. You and I completely agree on that issue.
I really believe that the failure of our public schools to educate our children at a level that makes us competitive with the top nations in the world is inevitably going to drive us into becoming a second-level nation, let alone, failing to keep the promise of America that everybody has a real equal opportunity to realize the American dream. So,
but, John, one of the things, it must be said, though, and I'm not an expert when it comes to the Department of Education, but here's what I do know. Whatever the federal government gets involved in probably won't make it better. So more federal government in education the federal government has a horrible track record of screwing things up when they get involved in it.
Well, let me begin by saying I don't want to say that it does everything badly. No, I don't think everything it does is bad. And I think there are a number of things that it does well. What I'm arguing for is that I think we need to have substantially more resources come to the poorer states, the poorer localities, without the strings attached.
Well, how are you going to make that happen? No strings attached.
Because I want a lot more money coming to poor areas in this country to make it possible. Money isn't the only answer. I've got a lot of other things I want to say about this. You realize
that we're spending more per child. The results that you're unhappy with and that I agree with you about has happened as we have spent more money per child than ever before.
Well,
We're not getting the bang for the current buck that we're paying, John. That's the problem.
No, we're not. And so if we'll disagree on how much money it's going to take to do all of this. But I think you're going to need money to do the following things. I think in lots of the areas of the cities in which we have concentrations of poor and low income people, in which our public education is really way underperforming, that we're going to need many more teachers who have master's degrees in the subjects teaching science and math.
That means you're going to have to pay them more, And you and I agree on that. But
how do you get more money to them, though? How do you, where, if you're in a poor community in a poor state, how do you get more money to attract teachers?
I agree that we need to take our education more seriously, our education system more seriously, John. And it's not just in the poor states either. By the way, it's just not there. All of that's not just in the poor states. But John, what are you going to do about the unions? What are you going to do about the unions? See, I think the teachers' unions. God bless all the teachers. I wouldn't do what they do. They're heroes of mine. But I think the teachers' unions are the problem. Are a big part of the problem with education results today. What do you think?
Well, I think that they are part of the problem, but I also think that unions, I think there's a place for unions. I think you have to end, and unions have to agree to end, the whole notion that last in, first fired when you lay off people.
So now you're touching on tenure.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm against, Jim, I don't know if I've talked about this before. I'm against tenure in colleges and universities as well.
What about K-12?
I'm against it. I don't believe that anybody should get tenure for life.
That's intellectually honest. Thank you for that, John.
I absolutely don't. I've been on commission that accredits colleges and universities, and before all of these tenured faculty, I would say to them, you know, I want to protect you so that there's something called rolling tenure. You're reevaluated, but you never have a right to a job for life.
Tenure is the enemy of excellence.
Well, I think, you know, there are wonderful tenured people, and you can all pick them out, but once you have a job that you know you cannot be fired from, effectively, the odds are, there are exceptions, but the odds are that you're going to gradually underperform what you
would have
to
do. See, John, we agree on more things than we disagree on this time. How about that?
Well, I knew we'd get around, let me just tell you about the funny story. Hold on, we got to come back.
We got to come back in the next segment. Folks, John's getting a little worried here. I think I'm rubbing off on him a little bit. After 14 years, I'm rubbing off on him a little bit. Stand by. Quick break. Tintel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.